So, here we are in the office of the mayor of Bordeaux. With me, I have Monsieur Alain Juppé, who is the mayor of Bordeaux and presidential candidate for France 2017. And I have the mayor of Bristol, the elected mayor of Bristol, George Ferguson. You two have never met before. We've heard you meet. This is an opportunity, perhaps, to record an historic meeting of two elected mayors of two cities that are twinned. There's more to it, isn't there, George Ferguson? What would you like to ask Mr. Juppé about your vision of Bristol?
I would love to have a tram system that was as beautiful as yours, and it is absolutely beautiful. And that, I think you were the first city to have a tram system that wasn't reliant on overhead cabling and everything. But it was an extremely expensive system. I think there was a plan to have a metro, wasn't there?
Yes.
Earlier on.
Before I was elected, my predecessor wanted to build a metro, but it was more expensive than a tram.
Yes. But how did you get that amount of money? I mean, how many euros has that whole system cost?
The tram is a very expensive system. It's around 20 million euros a kilometre.
A lot.
Because, I mean, you know, just
find this system. But when I was elected, there is in Bordeaux, the city of Bordeaux, and around Bordeaux, what we have called the CUB, the urban community of Bordeaux, with 27 other cities.
Yes.
And this community had a lot of money at that time because they did not invest in new buildings or in new operations. So when I arrived, there was a lot of money to
in
expand.
The coffers.
Yes. And so, and the people were expecting a new system. Because there was a debate during a decade about a tram, a metro, and so on. So I decided to choose the tram, and the operation is very successful. But we have now to face a new development of this network, because it is saturated in some places, and we have to develop, and we have no more money.
Yeah, but what, I mean, just to put it in proportion, I have the equivalent for Bristol and the surrounding area, about 400 million euros, 450 million euros, for total transport infrastructure investment. That is a fraction of the cost of putting in a tram system. But what I'm really impressed about the tram system is how it's socially connected the city. That seems to be the fundamental. It's not about a transport system. It's about that big story, which keeps me awake at night, is how we make the city a much more connected one. Not just physically, but socially.
And this is the benefit of where we are now with your system. Mayor Ferguson, you haven't got that at the moment, and you've got to get the people with you, whereas the people are already here with the system in place. That's one of your biggest challenges. How's that going to work?
I imagine that Mayor Juppé shares the same challenge. That people judge change out of fear often rather than hope. And until you take a brave decision and demonstrate what that change can bring, then you're not going to convert everybody.
It wasn't easy, of course, and during the construction of the first, we built three lines at the same time, and so the traffic inside the city was completely impossible, and that's why we developed bicycles. At that time, the city bought 4,000 municipal bicycles, and we lent them free of charge to the population to give an incentive to let the motor vehicles at home and to move with bicycles. And today, 10% of the moves in the city are made by bicycles. So it's a tremendous
success. That's great.
Very successful.
I think to make a proper argument for devolution, we need to combine our planning and our resources much more across those boundaries. But there's always the political tensions, because there are different parties leading in different places. There are the political tensions that make that quite difficult.
We have a community council, and so we discussed in this council, and we try to find fields of agreement between us, and it works quite well, because it's kind of a Bordeaux culture to work not with a majority and an opposition in the community council. In the city council, it's different. But I have now a large majority in Urban Community Council, so it's easier.
So it gives you power.
Yeah. But you said that Britain is a very centralized system. France also.